Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, why FDE works. The same reason consultants work, four things to know. One, bureaucracy kills AI innovation because processes can't keep up. Two, external experts offer critical air cover in an alternative escalation path. Three, focused engagements prove new delivery patterns and expose bottlenecks. Four, transfer knowledge during active delivery, not after, to build internal capability. Now, the piece. I used to work in consulting, and one thing puzzled me for years. It was easy to get things done. Not because we were smarter than the people inside the company. We were often sitting next to internal engineers who knew the system better than we did, knew the politics better than we did, and had already suggested the answer before we arrived. But we had executive sponsorship that changed the physics. When middle management tried to slow the work down, and they did try, we did not have to survive their performance review system. Our badge was a different color. That sounds small until you have watched a director realize they cannot really punish the outsider for ignoring the local ritual. We would hit a blocker, take it to the executive sponsor, and the executive would wave the magic wand. The exception got approved. The meeting got skipped. The person sitting on the decision suddenly found room in their calendar. The policy that was immovable on Monday had a reasonable interpretation by Wednesday. Then we kept going. I remember thinking, why does a company not operate this way all the time? The answer was obvious. Once I stopped being naive, we were in and out quickly. Our job was not to fix the remaining list. Our job was to win the battle we were hired to win. The chief experience officer often wanted the visible win, the board slide, the promotion, the proof that their bet worked, and then they could leave the mess behind. That is not a moral indictment. It is a description of the incentive system. Consulting taught me one useful discipline. Pick the battle, find where executive air cover, technical judgment, and business value overlap. Win there, then be honest about what the win did not fix. Forward deployed engineering has to keep that discipline without repeating the lie. The irony is familiar. The $180,000 statement of work was easier to approve than the $412 token overage. You know this move because you did not feel reckless when you signed it. You felt responsible. The board had asked why the product day slipped. The chief operating officer wanted the claims workflow fixed before renewal season. The security chief had one sentence that could stop the whole thing. Your engineering director had three senior engineers who understood the code, the customer, and the approval gate. They could build it. You did not believe the organization would let them, so you hired the consultant, not because the consultant was smarter. Sometimes they are. Often they are not. You hired them because the same sentence lands differently from outside the building. Then the outsider said what your principal engineer said in March, and everyone nodded. You were not fooled, you knew. You could feel the absurdity while it was happening. But you also felt the relief because now the work had a path through the company that did not require your own people to spend their remaining political capital fighting the same hallway fight again. That is not an engineering decision. That is a political workaround. The consultant was not just a pair of hands. The consultant was cover. That mattered before AI, it matters more. Now AI broke the workaround. In the old system, bureaucracy slowed change. In the new system, bureaucracy eats change. That sounds small until you watch it happen. A senior engineer uses an agent to turn a three-week integration task into two afternoons of actual work. The pull request sits for 4 days. The security sign-off takes 40 minutes. The queue takes 9 business days. The code moved at AI speed. The organization moved at calendar speed. I have written this from the value stream site already. If your team ships in 28 days and only 10 of those days are work, the other 18 days are a leadership problem. Go read your engineering team ships in 28 days. If you have not drawn that map, this is why the old consulting trick is no longer enough. The model can produce more attempts, test scaffolds, migration paths, and product experiments than your current operating system can absorb. The limiting factor stops being whether your engineers can create the change. The limiting factor becomes whether your company can digest it without turning every successful experiment into a political incident. Your teams are smart. They are talented. They care. They also do not have enough reps yet. Not because they are deficient, because the same bureaucracy you cannot fix has limited their exposure. It kept them away from the customer. It slowed the experiments. It turned every risky learning loop into an approval path. You spend a week in quarterly planning. You stand up every morning to report that yesterday's blocker is still blocked. You route work through intake, grooming, refinement, dependency, review, change approval, release readiness, and the meeting after the meeting where someone explains why the official meeting did not decide anything. The last 2 years rewrote the practice faster than career ladders, governance models, architecture review boards, and delivery rituals could update. The engineer who is excellent in 2026 needs taste, domain judgment, agent orchestration, eval discipline, and the stomach to delete 3 hours of generated work because the shape is wrong. You cannot read yourself into that. I wrote that already too. In, you cannot read yourself into AI software development lifecycle literacy. You get the reps by building, but the first attempts are messy and your organization punishes messy. Eventually is not a strategy. Your engineers will eventually be able to build this. I believe that most of them have spent their careers learning whatever the company needed next. The good ones adapt, but eventually is not a strategy. You do not have the time. And in some cases, you do not have the talent in the building anymore. The best AI native engineers saw the signal early. They watched the company spend hours figuring out how to limit token consumption, not how to turn token spend into throughput, not how to measure cost of delay against model spend, how to cap it, meter it, approve it, explain it to finance as if a $400 model bill were more dangerous than a $40,000 week of waiting. Then some of them left. The ones who remain are not bad engineers, but many are still using agents to automate the current process. Faster Jira tickets, faster status summaries, faster design docs for approval gates that should not exist, faster compliance theater, that is the trap. AI makes bad work faster too. If your first wave of adoption is your current team automating processes that should not exist, you have preserved the bureaucracy and given it a better typing assistant. Your instincts are not irrational. Control cost, manage risk, protect the team from a failed experiment. Those are normal instincts, but under AI speed change, they can create a disciplined-looking company, while the people who know how to move leave for somewhere with fewer permission slips. What the forward deployed engineer actually does? Forward deployed engineering is about to matter, not the fake version, not a sales engineer with a nicer title, not a product specialist who runs a workshop and disappears. I mean a senior builder embedded where the work, the customer, the code base, and the politics collide. Someone who can open the repository, pair with the internal engineer, talk to security, explain the risk to the sponsor, and ship something real before the organization, turns the effort into a program office. That person is not there to inspire adoption. They are there to create proof under live fire. The forward deployed engineer has four jobs. Ship the first valuable slice, map the bureaucracy, transfer the workflow while the work is happening, and leave behind a repeatable operating pattern. The blocker map answers the questions everybody avoids. Which approval is real? Which approval is habit? Which queue protects the company from legal risk? And which queue exists because nobody has questioned it since 2017? Transfer happens in the branch, prompt history, failed eval, architecture decision record, and security conversation. Training after delivery is theater. That last part is where most consulting fails. It ships the artifact and keeps the method forward. Deployed engineering has to do the opposite. This is not enablement. It is exposure and judgment. If you have a principal engineer who has led 5 or 6 agent native deployments, can talk to legal without creating panic, and understands the political shape of your company, use that person. You may not have that person, or you may have one, and they are already carrying the 3 most important systems in the company. That is why the outside experience matters, not because outside is morally better, because outside has seen more attempts. Outside has watched the pattern repeat across companies, and the different badge still matters, because the same manager who can punish your engineer for stepping around the ritual often cannot do much to the person with the sponsor's name on the statement of work. A forward deployed engineer who has seen 10 companies try to absorb AI native delivery has a pattern library your internal team cannot have yet. They have seen the real security chief objection and the procurement dispute wearing a security jacket. They have seen the architecture review that catches a real blast radius issue and the one built around the memory of a 2019 outage. AI did not flatten expertise, it flattened production, it made mediocre output cheap, plausible wrong answers cheap, and confident bad architecture cheap. Experience matters more now, not less. You need a scapegoat and a program. That is the ugly sentence. You need a scapegoat, not a victim, not someone disposable. A named accountable person who can absorb the first political heat without damaging the permanent team. If your internal engineer challenges the approval gate and the effort fails, that engineer now has a reputation problem. They went around the process. They moved too fast. You have heard those sentences. If a forward deployed engineer challenges the same gate and the effort fails, the organization can put the failure in a different box. The program model was wrong. The outside engineer underestimated the regulatory path. We learned the exception criteria need to be tighter. That sounds cynical because it is. It is also protective. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.